ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. அயோத்தியா காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 54, மீட்டிங் பரத்வாஜ. ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. They rested for the night at the foot of the banyan tree and resumed their journey the next morning. They entered the forest and proceeded to Prayaga, the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna, feasting their eyes on many a lovely spot, many a rare and wonderful object, and hospitably entertained by the people they met until the shades of night warned them to stop. Then Rama turned to Lakshmana and said, "Behold, the sky is black with smoke all around Prayaga to a very great distance. I guess it springs from the sacrificial fires of some Maharishi thereabouts. Listen to the tremendous roar of the two mighty streams dashing against one another. We are at the junction of the Ganga and the Yamuna. The foresters have laid up yonder piles of split wood outside the hermitage of sage Bharadwaja." They walked on for over an hour and at nightfall came to the hermitage of Bharadwaj, pleasantly situated at the confluence of the two holy streams. The beasts and the birds thereabouts scampered off at the sight of the strangers. They wanted to pay respects to the Maharishi but stood a little way off his abode until the evening prayers to the fire were over. Then one of the disciples of the sage came out of the ashrama, through whom they announced the arrival to the Maharishi. Invited to enter, they beheld Bharadwaja in the midst of his disciples after the evening prayers. They joined folded palms of reverence to the Great One who has strictly observed the most severe vows and austerities. His heart was ever centered in meditation upon the Lord. The past, present and future held no secrets for him. "Lord," said Rama, "we are the sons of Dasharatha, the king of Ayodhya. Rama is my name and this is my brother Lakshmana. This is my wife Sita, the daughter of the king Janaka of Mithila. She has been an ideal wife to me and has followed me with much entreaty and prayer to share my forest life. Lakshmana is devoted to me and asked to accompany me in the wanderings when my father ordered me to reside in the forest, and he has ever been the man of his word. We seek to fulfill the dharma of carrying out the behests of our father and make the forest our home. Roots and fruits are only food." Bharadwaja offered them suitable rites of hospitality and with great solicitude and care, comfortably arranged for their meals and repose. His high ascetic merit influenced even the birds and beasts thereabouts, and they were extremely friendly and confiding towards the residents of the holy abode. Bharadwaja and his pupils kindly inquired about their safe journey thither. "Thanks to the favor we were fortunate to find in the eyes of your reverence," replied Raghava, and took the seats offered them by the sage. Then the Blessed One addressed Rama and said, "Your image is enshrined in my heart of hearts all along, though the senses and the intellect reach you not. Supremely blessed am I in being able to behold you in this my retreat after so many years of waiting. Words fail me to describe my good fortune. I had news of your being exiled to the forest by King Dasharatha for no fault of yours. This spot, the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna, is extremely holy. Far away from the world's strife and bustle, it delights the eye and the heart, and you may fix your abode somewhere over here." To which Rama replied, "Holy sir, I submit that this is too near Ayodhya and too easy of access. The people would come here very often to see me, Lakshmana and Sita. Hence, I would seek a more distant spot. Pray direct me to another suitable hermitage where the Sita, delicately nurtured, might live happily. Solitude and undisturbed privacy is what I look for." 10 kroshas from here," replied Bharadwaja, "is a hill called Chitrakuta. It reminds you of the Gandhamadana mountain. It is a very holy place resorted to by the Maharishis. It is lovely in every way and forms a natural haunt of bears and monkeys. It has the peculiar merit of cleansing the hearts and intensifying the good tendencies of those that live within its peaks. Numerous rishis have performed stern tapas on it and have gone to heaven in the tenements of flesh. I believe it is attractive and quite enough, or if you so desire, you may share your abode with me. The righteous Bharadwaja, whose love and affection for Rama knew no bounds, entertained them most nobly. They passed the night in discoursing on themes high and holy, and at daybreak repaired to Bharadwaja and said, "Your Reverence, we spent a very happy night in this hermitage, thanks to your kind care and consideration. Grant us leave to proceed to the spot you have chosen for our abode." And the sage took leave of them, saying, "I wish you a safe and pleasant journey to Chitrakuta, where you will never want for fruit, root, honey, and other hermit fare. Lovely groves, peacocks, deer, and elephants will delight your eyes at every step. I am sure your days will pass very pleasantly there, beholding the wonders of the mountain, the cataracts, the waterfalls, the valleys, the torrents, the cuckoo, the magpie, and other birds of charming plumage." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.